Welcome to 91.1 WEDM Presents Let's Help, a community and public affairs show that will cover all the things you need to know. This episode was previously recorded in the 91.1 WEDM studios.
Good morning, afternoon, or night, Warrior fans. Thank you for tuning in. Brought to you by 91.1 WEDM, this is the Let's Help podcast. I'm your host, Kamara Mason. Today, us here in the Warrior Nation Station are happy to welcome Cadet Major Ducasse in the JROTC program right here in Warren Central. She's here today to talk about the Honor Flight Network. How are you doing today, Samara?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so we're just going to jump right into these questions. What is the mission of the Honor Flight Network?
So the Honor Flight, basically, it is like a breakfast organized for old, retired, either it's Marines, Air Force, or from the Navy. So this breakfast is organized to celebrate one another because one thing in common, they each have in common, they were either chosen or they either put their life forward, going to battles and volunteering themselves to serve this country. So this breakfast is organized to make sure that they are not forgotten and to make sure to, you know, welcome them back home. Because back in the day, especially back in the Vietnam War, when the soldiers came back home, they did not receive that welcome that they deserved. A lot were either spit on or shamed for even walking. Yes. So a lot of them were shamed, and that was just like, that was hard on them. So these retired, they organize these breakfasts for them to just make sure that we welcome them back home now. They can celebrate one another, celebrate what they did, what they've done.
Yes, that's very important. Proper treatment of our veterans that risk their lives serving our country. Where can someone find more information about the Honor Flight Network?
Where somebody could find more information, if you look it up on Google, even on Facebook, search up Honor Flight around your city area, you could find more information about that. And I remember when the cadets of GRTC did volunteer, there was one woman, Miss Disney. She worked at the Warren board. And if you could contact her as well, you could find more information about that because she did organize the last Honor Flight we went to.
What impact do you think Honor Flight leaves on individuals that it serves, our veterans?
The impact that it leaves, of course, a veteran, when they look at the cadets nowadays, they will find faith. They will have faith in the newer generation that we can get stuff done. They will have faith that we are the future leaders of this world. So when we, the cadets of MCGRTC of Warren Central, we go there and volunteer, they each learn about us and we each learn from them. So they have faith that we can be the next soldiers for the world, even if you don't go in the military, but they have faith that you will be something in the days. So when they go home, they look at their granddaughters, they look at their sons and daughters, so they know that they have faith in the generation, that the generation would not fail them.
Okay, Cadet Major Ducasse, is there anything that you want to add? You're also like the first student that I've interviewed on the Let's Help podcast. So is there anything you want to add? Do you want to talk a little bit about the JROTC program here at Warren?
Yes, I do. So our cadets in the MCJROTC program has the tendency to respect the veterans. We have the tendency to make sure that they're not forgotten. And all we need to say is thank you for your service and welcome back home. And I just want to tell other high school students, even if you see a retired Marine, a retired Navy, retired, no matter what branch they're from, just a simple thank you for your service is all that makes their day. Because another day, they risked their life, they were out there, whether they were chosen or not. So that is all I need to say.
Okay, is there anything that you want to say? Like, what does a normal day look like in the ROTC program here?
It is all different for everybody, but for me in general, since I am with LE1s, which is like the first year of ROTC, it is definitely a lot of yelling. It is definitely not for everybody, but basically you just I get the opportunity to be an example, to set an example. I teach them what I know, what I've learned for like the past 3 years. I teach them what leadership is really about. I teach them discipline. So a lot of them, like disrespecting teachers, we talk to them about that, disrespecting other admins in the hallways, how to not act a fool. We do teach them all of that. So it could be chaotic one day and it could be really calm the next. A typical day would be like just stand in front of the hatch. Hatch just means door. Stand in front of the door, just salute the cadet in front of you. Just like say, good morning, cadet, your rank. Get inside the classroom, say good morning to the master. And we do something called Semper Fi, which means always faithful. One cadet would stand in front of the board and yell, Semper Fi! And then the next would be like, Semper Fi! And it's really actually cool. It just means that we're faithful to one another. And so that would be like a typical day and we get the stuff that we need to be done.
A lot of discipline, a lot of honor, yes. Instilled, like a lot of values instilled into our ROTC members here, whether they plan to go into the military or if they don't even plan on going to the military at all. There are a lot of values being instilled here. It's like a family here. What was your first year like in the JROTC?
Ooh, I remember I was really shy. Me as a first year, I was sassy. I was like, how do I say that? I had this mentality that if I'm a girl, I can't do certain stuff, right. Like specifically military in general. And then I remember I even joined because the uniform was cute. And I joined and it was like, oh my God. Like, it shocked me because I thought, like, I couldn't last. Like, I couldn't make it. And I gave myself, like, 3 weeks top. And I don't know what happened. Then I just stayed. And then that is the best decision I've ever really made in my life. Like, some would say, oh, my God, that's fake. But no, it taught me so many things. Like, where I would be now, ROTC brought me where I am now, really. So, like, I don't know. It's just... there's something, they change something in you, definitely. They teach you a lot of stuff and a lot of knowledge, so.
Okay, yeah, so if you're out there in middle school, if you're a listener out there in middle school, you're considering what classes to take in high school, maybe you want to consider ROTC if that's something you're interested in, if you're interested in going to the military, the Army, the Navy, anything like that, or if you're looking for somewhere to ground your morals, find values, find discipline, maybe consider joining ROTC. Thanks again to Cadet Major Ducasse for coming on the show, being the first student on the Let's Help podcast, and shedding light on the great mission Honor Flight has set out to accomplish, honoring our veterans. Be on the lookout for even more episodes of the Let's Help podcast on WEDMFM.com. This is Kamara Mason signing off.